Welcome to Leading Organizations That Matter, a podcast on the topics of leadership, organizational culture, and finding meaning and purpose in our work. I'm Ray Spadoni, former CEO and current author, consultant, and speaker. Today's topic is all change agents are irritating, right? Change is hard is a statement of the obvious, I know. And either bringing in, naming, or becoming a change agent is not always easy. Another statement of the obvious. This podcast episode is going to feel like one big statement of the obvious, but in my experience, this all bears saying because doing right by others isn't always what some feel is the obvious choice. Change for mission-driven organizations often means that conventions, traditions, values, behaviors, and tried-and-true strategies are put onto a big table and dissected. For those who have developed, sacrificed for, lived for those things in the past, this can be very difficult. Seeing all you've built and believed in, questioned, criticized, and even systematically dismantled is no day at the beach. And it all feels quite risky. Nobody wants to shoot the horse they rode in on, and abandoning what has worked so well in the past can feel unsettling, especially if you're not completely sure about whether what you're replacing them with is going to work. As I said, change is hard. I could write a whole book about change and what it takes to be a successful change agent. Well, actually I did. It's called Saving Organizations That Matter. And in it, I talk about ways to facilitate change without causing organizational whiplash, backlash, fatigue, resistance, and ultimately failure. But there is another seeming statement of the obvious that is, I believe, a myth. And that is that since change is hard, and being a change agent is difficult, it goes without saying that change agents will, by definition, irritate people, that they will cause angst, dissension, and criticism. Sure, those things can happen, but change agents and those who empower them, like boards or CEOs, need to be held to a high standard in terms of how they relate to others, how they communicate, the respect shown to those who are negatively impacted by the change, and especially those who are served by the organization. I've seen too many instances of change agents acting like bulls in china shops and then arguing that the towel snaps and sharp elbows are just par for the course, that it's to be expected, that there's not enough time to be gentler, and that you can't improve the organization's lot without bumping and bruising others along the way. But I think this is pretext, something to hide behind, a shield for bad behaviors. I'm always pleasantly surprised by the way people react to change, even very difficult change, when they understand why it's happening, what the context is, and why it's absolutely necessary as opposed to seemingly better options. And for those who are hurt personally by that change, treating them fairly and respectfully is essential to the ultimate success of the change agenda. People notice these things. Oh, and it's the right thing to do as well. Thanks for listening. I hope you'll consider subscribing to this podcast and providing a review on Apple Podcasts or your platform of choice. Feel free to learn more about me and my work at redsailadvisors.com.